Now, there's a call out for help this morning, and if you've got a newborn baby, you better listen up. Associate Professor Adrian Lowe is from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, and they're looking for newborn babies. Morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on today.
What do you want? Why do you want babies, and what do you want to do with them?
We are investigating a strategy to try and prevent newborn babies from developing allergies, and specifically eczema and food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that Australia has one of the highest rates of allergies in the world, and babies are actually born with a relatively poor skin barrier. So we believe now that what is happening is that when babies are born, this low skin barrier is allowing allergens through their skin, leading to sensitization and then eventually allergies. So we're testing a strategy to try and build up their skin barrier function. We're using a particular cream that has the major building blocks of the human skin barrier at physiological concentrations. And our initial results from these trials have been really quite promising.
And what do we need to do then in order to take it to the next level?
We are currently recruiting, or aim to recruit, 760 babies from around Melbourne. We need to have them with a family history of allergic disease, so eczema, asthma or hay fever.
Right.
And this is for a trial called Pebbles Trial that we're leading here at University of Melbourne, as well as Murdoch Children's Research Institute. So we're putting out a call for families of young babies who are less than 3 weeks of age, really keen to hear from them if they might like to find out more about this study. And ultimately, we're hoping to try and arrest this sort of epidemic of allergies in our community.
It would be wonderful if you, in fact, found something simple and easily done and not expensive or complex that solves the problem, because there's been as many theories as there are babies.
Well, there have been a lot of theories, and apart from being able to introduce allergens into the infant's diet within that first year of life, there's good evidence that that helps to reduce the risk of food allergy. We don't have a lot of good answers at this point, but we think this may be part of the solution for moving forward.
If people do want to participate, and they are within the categories you've mentioned, what do they do in order to sign up?
Well, they can contact us in a couple of different ways. So we have a 1-800 number, which is 1-800-875-127.
Once more, your best radio voice.
Oh, okay. 1-800-875-127.
875-127 after the 1-800, thank you. Or a website?
Yeah, so if people search for the Pebbles study at the University of Melbourne...
What, like Bam Bam and Pebbles?
Exactly. So I could give you what the acronym stands for, but we're trying to throw a little rock in the immunological pool and have ripple effects on their immune responses.
Oh, very good. Pebbles study, Murdoch Children's Research Institute. Once more, that phone number, 1-800-875-127. Thank you and good luck. Let us know how it goes. Associate Professor Adrian Lowe from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute.